I'm going to be in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55. And I want to read verses 6 to 9. Isaiah 55 and verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I've preached from this before and spoke about the thoughts of God. Actually, probably a couple of times. And I suspect I will again. But today, I want to actually kind of focus on another part of this, which is definitely related to his thoughts. My title is The Ways of God. The Ways of God. Now, I've been pondering and thinking about the ways Christ my Lord, his ways, for quite a while. I actually took out my calculator and did the additions, and it 41 years that I have known the Lord. And I thought, that can't be right, but I checked it again. Now, I think I know a lot more now than when I started. However, considering how little I knew, it's not saying a whole lot. Because I knew now exactly who I knew then, 41 years ago.
Yeah.
Understand, Jesus Christ hasn't changed.
Right.
My comprehension has changed, but it's still the same God-man, the same Lord. Oh, I like that part. I spent the last 41 years learning at my slow pace to find out one thing. I don't know very much. I don't know very much. Now, I've said this before, and I'm sure I'll say it later. The further I go, the behinder I get. You've heard that. But what I mean by that is this. The more I learn, the more I find out I need to learn. The more I find out that there's stuff there that I haven't seen before, I find it out every week. Earl Cochran told me that years ago, Paul. He was right. Matter of fact, he's still right. Actually, he told me that decades ago now that I think about it. See, my problem is my thoughts and my way. God's ways are not a problem. Now, if they're a problem to you, it's your problem. God's ways are not a problem. Our ways are. I'll put it that way. Now, verse 8 is where I'm going to start. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. I'll give you a conclusion right here at the start. Our thoughts and our ways are always wrong. Wrong. And God's thoughts are holy, just, good, perfect, righteous, and every other good adjective that I couldn't think of when I was writing this down. God's ways are holy, just, good, righteous, perfect. Perfect. His ways are perfect. And the sooner we learn this, the better off we will be. Now, I said our and we when I was reading that because I include myself in this. God's thoughts and ways are infinitely better than ours. What does he tell us? Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. You understand? Never forget, God remembers we are dust. That's all we are. It says it in the scriptures. We're like the dust of a small balance. You can use a breath to blow it off. You can leave it there, and it's not going to change the measurement one way or another. It's not you. We don't make change. God does. If there's any change to be made. And He Himself never changes. But what I want to bring forth today is a message about the ways of God. But before I get into that so much, I do want to talk a little bit about the ways of man. Now, okay, this is the bad part. Then we'll get to the good part. Okay? The ways of man are well known. Man's ways are self-centered and selfish. Pretty much, if you want to, you can put a period right there. Some of our ways may seem more noble than others, and some of them may be more noble than others. But man, still, even at his noblest, at his charity work, and whatever else, you know, doing good deeds for people, helping little old ladies cross the street, Shriners Crippled Children Hospital, which is a wonderful thing. I have nothing against it. But you understand, everyone that works in Shriners Crippled Children Hospital, everyone that donates to it is still totally depraved in heart.
Yeah.
Understand? Still, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. In my heart dwelleth no good thing. And out of the abundance of the heart, man speaks. And it's usually not good. Now, matter of fact, Isaiah goes on to say a little later on here, the ways of man are wrong. Even our best deeds are altogether vanity. Garbage. In the sight of God. I'm talking about the sight of man. In the sight of God, our ways are wrong, are garbage. Excuse me. We imagine ourselves. We imagine ourselves the center of the universe. Because in our brain, this is all we know. This is all we know. And my wife has been watching science programs. And some of them are good, some of them are bad. That's just the way of it. But I'm going to tell you something. They're going about not to establish their own righteousness, but they're going about to establish, trying to establish, that God doesn't exist. And that this whole thing come into being as an accident. And I don't believe that for a minute. It doesn't bother me how old some bones are. It doesn't bother me how old... You understand? I don't know what happened before Adam and Eve were formed. I have no idea. But it doesn't change my thoughts of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't change... Here it is. This is part of the ways of God. I'm going to tell you this right now. He shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now, He's got different lies for different people. He always has. But that's neither here nor there. Here's the problem. We're the worms. He's God. We're the dust. A drop in the bucket. Man's ways are wrong. That's all I'm saying here. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, where do the heavens end? Nobody knows. But that high, compared to the earth, is how much His thoughts and His ways are higher than ours, better than ours. Now, so much for man's ways. The ways of God are higher. The ways of God are better. And the ways I want to speak to you about today in context of Isaiah 55, I want to look at verse 3. I just want to back up a little bit from where I read. Well, I can read verse 1. That's a good one. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in fatness. Now listen to this. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. Oh. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. David. Now, this is the statement, clear statement, before he says, gets into, my thoughts are not your thoughts. What's he say? He says, incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. This is what God says before telling us of his ways. Understand, this is a way of God. What he wrote, what he said in verse 3. Now, if you want to talk about hear and your soul shall live, okay? Incline your ear. That's what he said. That's what he meant. But here's the thing. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. I just want to say it boldly. We'll say it plain out. Mm-hmm. The natural man cannot hear the Word of God from God. Mm-hmm. What's it say? Stephen told them fellas who are getting ready to throw rocks at him and stone him to death. He said, this is in Acts 7:51, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Here's the thing. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, come to you in power, speak to you in power, there is no hearing ear until he gives you one. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord alone gives hearing eyes and hearing ears and seeing eyes. I'll get it right. Hearing ears, eyes to see, and what is it? A heart to understand. Now the natural man as he is born, man before God moves in him, man before the Holy Spirit comes to him, cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. That's a way of God. That's why I wrote down here, Proverbs 20 and verse 12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them.
Amen.
That's where it comes from. Him. Then, and only then, what? Will you incline your ear? And then, and only then, will you what? Come unto him and hear him. With hearing him. Christ himself said it several times. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And what's the implication of that statement? The implication of that statement is that not everyone has ears that hear what Christ says. Oh, is that true? Yes, it's true. Christ said it, it's true. Whether we believe it or not, it's true. You'll read in Acts, I didn't mark it down, but I still remember it to this day. Paul preached. You're talking about Paul preached. Luke wrote it down. And what's it say? After Paul preached, some believed, and some believed not. That's what it says. That's exactly what it says. And that's what it means. Some will hear. Some have a hearing ear. Some have a seeing eye. Some have a heart that understands. And some do not. It's part of the ways of God. Because what does it say? If you look back, see, promise in here. We're talking about the sure mercies of David. What? Incline your ear and come unto me. Here in your soul shall live, and I'll make with you an everlasting covenant, even the sure mercies of David. What did David say? 2 Samuel 23, verse 5. Very familiar piece of scripture. It should be. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation. Oh my. And all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Oh my. First thing I'm going to tell you here. These sure mercies of David, this covenant, everlasting covenant, the covenant of God is particular. Even under David, although my house be not so with God, the Lord made with me an everlasting covenant. And it wasn't because David was better than them. David, no. You can read the account of David for yourself. David sinned a great sin after God had made him king. Not going into that, but here's the thing. It says he didn't make this covenant with those in David's house. That's what David said. Mm-hmm. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. God's covenant is particular. And let him that hath ears, let him hear. Let him hear. Oh. He didn't make it with David's house. He gave it to David. What's God saying? What he says a little later, this is my covenant. It's my covenant. I'll give it to whomsoever I will. That's the way God works. That's the ways of God. You understand? He does say, now I know this is Old Testament, but I can tell you this right now, he's not talking about the law when he talks about an everlasting covenant, ordered and sure. Ordered in all things and sure. Hebrews 8 verse 9 says this, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For, this is verse 10 of Hebrews 8, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be, what? To me, a people. A people. That's quoting the Old Testament in Hebrews chapter 8. It's quoting the Old Testament there. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a reference to the true covenant of salvation. The everlasting covenant. The sure mercies of David. Oh, I like that. This is the ways of God. This is the way God works. Oh, and again, even here, he makes it with whom he will. I will put them in their mind. I will write them in their hearts. And I'll be to them a God. And they, those that I put my laws in their mind, those that I write them in their hearts, I'll be to them a God. And they shall be to me a people. Oh, I like that. I do. It's good stuff. What did David say about this covenant? Everlasting. Yeah. Oh my. You want to know something about the ways of God? They're everlasting. They're everlasting. Oh, wait a minute. Nothing can be put to it. Nothing can be taken from it. God does it. That men should fear Him. They don't. They don't, but they should. Oh, they should. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. Of the ways of God, too. Oh, I'm telling you. I will make a covenant with you. David didn't make a covenant with God. God made the covenant with David.
Yeah.
You understand? This is a one-way street. God didn't ask David for help. God didn't ask David for a contribution. God didn't ask David for his assistance. I have made with him an everlasting covenant. And it was ordered in all things and sure. And the only way to be ordered in all things and sure is that if David had nothing to do with it, it was the work, the ways of God. Oh. It's the covenant of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's the covenant of God. And that's why it's everlasting. You understand? God said it's my covenant. That's what God said. It's my covenant. Now, I give it to you, but that don't make it your covenant. It's still my covenant. Ah, I tell you. How precious. Here's a good thought. I'm going to wind up. I'm not going to keep you long. Here's a good thought. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Now that's from a Psalm of David. Psalm 139 and verse 17. You understand, David was not just writing of the thoughts of God in this place. I love this part. He said, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me. Understand, you read Jeremiah, I think it's chapter 9, but I don't hold me to it. I have to look it up. I didn't look it up. I thought about it, but I didn't. Because you talk about God's thoughts and God's ways. And there's a verse in there that Walter read when he was looking in the book of Jeremiah. And I thought, oh, please don't preach on that because I wanted to. And I did. He said, God said, I am going to think thoughts to you. Thoughts of peace. Thoughts of love. Thoughts, I'm going to tell you something. Thoughts of an everlasting covenant. Oh, I like that. I'm telling you. And he says, you know what it says next? How precious are thy thoughts unto me? God says, I'll think thoughts of peace unto you. Then you'll turn. Then you'll come. But you're not coming until God thinks thoughts of peace unto you. How precious are thy thoughts of me? How great is the sum of them? You understand? This is where I want to be. This is where I want to be. I want God's thoughts unto me and God's ways unto me to be precious to me. Oh, the thoughts of God and the ways of God are precious. But I want them to be precious to me. I want them to be precious to you. Oh, this is where we are. Because some of his ways are told us in this book. We don't know them all. We don't even know what all is written in here. There's no way a man can understand this book, the whole thing. But I know this. It's a book about his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, from beginning to end. You understand? That's who made the everlasting covenant with David, is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a just God and a Savior. Oh, that's good stuff too. And we're told to study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, here's one of the truths. God's ways are holy. Now, let me just give you a couple of them. Psalm 145 and verse 17 says this: the Lord is righteous in all his ways. I like that. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. In all his works. In all his ways, the Lord Jesus Christ is righteous. In all his works, the Lord Jesus Christ is holy. His election of some. I know a lot of people hate that word election, but his election of some, an election of grace, scriptures say, is holy and righteous. His making vessels, some to honor and some to dishonor, of the same lump of clay. That's the illustration. The potter makes vessels unto honor and vessels unto dishonor out of the same lump. That's holy and righteous. That's God's ways. His giving up his life for the sheep is holy and righteous. But here's this: the plowing of the wicked, being sin, is holy and righteous. God says it's sin. God says anything the wicked do is sin. That's the definition of wicked. The plowing, what's wrong with plowing? The wicked does it. And he does it for the wrong reason. He doesn't do it under the glory of God. He doesn't do it in thankfulness of God. But his ways are righteous and his works are holy, and we can't see it without him. Without him. Now listen, any difference of opinion, any discrepancy with that statement is your problem. The scripture's clear. His ways are righteous and his works are holy. Oh, I like that. His thoughts are holy. His ways are holy. His works are holy. And ours are not. Are not. God's thoughts and God's ways, and yours, mine, and everybody else's, are not. And we got to deal with that. This is a fact. You know, it's not an opinion. That's what the scriptures say. We have to deal with it. We have to get over ourselves, because God is right and we are sinners. What is it? Romans 11:33 says this: oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Oh, I like that. You understand, his ways are still, right now, past finding out. Even with all this we have in this book, his ways are past finding out. Now we have what he's given unto us. Okay? And the only reason we have is because he has given to us. Mm-hmm. He said of some, and I think at the end of Luke, he opened their eyes, opened their understanding of the scriptures. Of the scriptures. That's the only way man's going to understand the things of the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. It's a gift from God, a revelation from God. He saves his people for his glory. He establishes his covenant with them for his glory. And they come to him. They come, what? Sinners, believing him. Oh, I like that. He came to save sinners. Oh, he came, and he did. And he does, and he is, and he shall. Oh, I like that. They call on his name for the forgiveness of sins. The ways of God are glorious and righteous and holy and good because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, what does it say? No man comes unto the Father but by him. Mm-hmm. That's his way.
Yeah.
And he is the way. Oh, I like that. The ways of God are glorious and gracious and merciful and holy. The last thing about the ways of God, that about David, that's what he said before he talked about his ways, his thoughts and his ways. Well, look what he says after he talked about his thoughts and his ways. Verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. What's it say? Verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The word that goes out of his mouth, oh, it's not going to return void to him. Mm-hmm. To him. It's going to accomplish my ways, God's ways. It's going to accomplish God's ways. That which I please, God's ways. God's ways. And it shall prosper in my intentions, my ways. It's going to prosper to what I sent it to. God's word does exactly what God expects it to do.
Yes.
Whether you hear it or not, whether I hear it or not, God's word prospers in his hand. Oh, I like that. What's that mean? God is sovereign. A lot of people don't like that word. Well, you're going to like this even less. Bow to it. Bow to the Lord. You understand? We're not talking about, hey, shake a preacher's hand. That won't do you any good. But you have to kiss the Son lest he be angry. And you perish in the way. And you perish in the way. Oh, I don't know. Well, he's sovereign whether you know it or not. And you need to bow to him now. Otherwise, you'll have to bow to him later. And that's not going to be as pleasant. What is it? His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, his ways are sovereign. His ways are sovereign. Praise his name. My Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. And Lord, bless your word. I know the mistakes I make, some of them. But your word will not return unto you void. If I've preached your word, told your truth from your book about your Son, our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, bless it. Bless that word to our hearts and our ears. Be with Paul as he comes to speak. And Walter, as he goes to speak in Danville, be with all your men everywhere that they would preach your truth, your Son, proclaim Christ Jesus and him crucified. Oh, Lord, give us the power. Lord, help us to proclaim your word and help us to receive your word proclaimed. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to take about 5-10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Whew. Thank you.
Huh?
I don't know. I got two Shannons.
I'm wondering if we don't lift them up.
Wait, more upright?
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, more away. It will diffuse the light a bit because some of it's behind the shade. I can still see.
I don't know if it really matters. Is it better to do that or no?
Yeah, it's
still the same.
Well, no, it's not nowhere near as dark. Well, this one is. Yeah. But this one's lighter. That far light. Not that one, no. Oh, you're going to do it back the other way.
I guess, Joe, I don't know.
Well, that one was still pointed right at me. That one there, yeah. See,
is that better now? Is that better? No.
It's still there, but it's not as bad as it was.
Yeah. It don't matter. I mean, either way. That sound still sounds funny.
Joe, if you want to sit there, you can. There's dog hair, I think, everywhere else.
Well, it matches my cat hair.
Unless you want to sit in dog hair.
Yeah, they don't bother me. Trust me. I've sat in worse things. Okay. It's your turn now. All right.
Yeah, the sound of it.
Did the thing show up on the broadcast?
No,
red thing.
No, it was clearing up. Yeah, it was
good. Okay.
So,
well, I don't know. It shouldn't show up on the recording, then, I wouldn't think.
I'm gonna cut it off so we can separate mine and yours.
Yeah. I was